Hello, Rose Kelly.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Lee Bay something. It's something dodgy.
Thanks for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, Alex. I haven't made any purchases on eBay.
Yeah, we are aware of that, ma'am. Actually, the thing is that yesterday night around 10 o'clock, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299.99 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. It's a purchase of Google Play gift cards to an overseas billing address, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. So, do you know anyone from there?
No, nothing to do with me. So, okay. Why are you ringing me? Did they use my phone number, did they?
They use each and every details of yours, and that's why we put the transaction on hold, because they're trying to make an international transaction, so we put it on hold, and we...
You're the second one who's rung me today. I've had the same from PayPal. Do you think this could be related to the Medicare data?
Okay.
My Medicare data got taken. I don't know.
Okay. In past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your information with anyone?
No.
Okay. Have you used any public Wi-Fi in the past few days?
No. I don't use public Wi-Fi. I don't use any public Wi-Fi anywhere. I have my own dongle that I take with me.
All right. Okay, that's good. Now, the thing is that as because your information are trying to be compromised, we need to configure that from where your information are getting compromised, because we need to block...
Well, they're saying... Medicare data got leaked in Australia and mine was in it, so who knows?
When did that happen?
Oh, it's a national event. When did it happen? Like, I don't know, a few months ago. The whole of, you know, Medicare, Medibank private. Yeah, the whole, like, there's millions of people in Australia who've been affected.
The thing is that, ma'am, like, this is a case of an identity theft, okay? Someone else from outside is trying to receive your identity details and they're trying to send it to the...
Well, what should I do?
Alright. So, first of all, what we're going to do, we're going to register the security and the cancellation so that we can block them up who are trying to do this kind of fraudulent activities. And then we're going to give you the 3D security.
I'm just with clients at the moment. Can you just hold 1 second?
Hello?
Yes, I'm just with somebody. I'll want you in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Time, no, yes, I'm on the line.
Hello.
Okay, mama.
Okay, ma'am. So the thing is that, as because your informations are trying to be compromised, as I was saying, so we already put all the transactions on hold which are trying to be done without your authorization. Okay. Now we're gonna give you the cancellation and the security, and let me tell you, this is a complete recorded line for training and quality purpose. So in this call, you don't have to share any of your information over this call, because this call is being recorded for training purpose as well as Better Business Bureau. Okay? So I'm going to give you all the information so that you can secure your details, and I'm going to help you out as well, because the anti-fraud team is also working from their end. They're trying to locate who the person is trying to do this kind of activity. Okay? We are looking for the billing address we have got. And right now, we're going to help you out with the security. So can you just confirm me, which device do you use for most of your online activity, ma'am? Is that a computer, laptop, or a smartphone?
I use a smartphone and two computers.
And sometimes an iPad.
I've got a business, so I've got three computers, I've got an iPad, and I've got an iPhone.
Okay.
And they all are in the same network, and they all use all the same Wi-Fi. And they all have the same virus protection and, you know, fraud protection. So
okay. All right. Now, from right now, ma'am, don't use any of your devices, okay? I'm going to tell you which of the devices will be needed so that we can give you the security. All right. Now,
do you think you need to talk to my IT guy? Because I have to use my devices. I'm online.
Yes, you're going to use it. But for right now, you will use only two devices, okay? One is your computer and the another one is your phone. Apart from these two devices, you're not going to use any of your devices, okay? Because we need to check if the internet line is getting compromised or not, okay? Then we will give you the security. Now, first of all, do a thing. The computer you use mostly for your online activity, please be in front of your computer.
Well, I am in front of it, but I don't have it connected to the internet unless I connect it.
Yes, please connect it with you.
I'm out of the office, but I do have a dongle and I could connect it right now.
Yes, you can. Please do it.
Sorry?
Yes, please connect your dongle, ma'am.
I don't know if I'm comfortable doing that.
Whatever you're going to do, ma'am, you're going to do it from your own end. And at the end of this call, we're going to give you the confirmation email and the verifications what we are doing during this security procedure. Okay?
I think I'd like to talk to my IT person first.
Yeah, you will, ma'am. You can. But right now, we have to block the fraud activities, right? Which are trying to be done in our platform. So,
ring you back.
Just leave your computer as it is. Be handy with your phone. I do believe you are talking to me on your smartphone at the moment.
I am.
Okay, is that an Android phone, ma'am, or it's an Apple iPhone? Please tell me.
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Okay, do a thing. First of all, put me on speaker from your end.
You're on speaker. I've got friends with me.
All right. Now simply swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to a regular home screen, ma'am, where you can see all your apps and items.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. What, which app do you want?
Okay. Now, you need to open up the App Store application. First, open up the App Store.
App Store, yeah.
Yes. Now, are you using the Wi-Fi, ma'am, or are you using your mobile data?
I'm using mobile data. I'm using
your
mobile
data.
Data.
All right. And which network do you use? Is it Telstra, Optus, or Vodafone?
I don't. Do you know what? I'm not comfortable with this conversation where it's going. So tell me what happened.
I'm trying to help you, right? So I need.
I know
help.
You're trying to help me.
Yes.
I know you're trying. I believe you're trying to help me, but if I'm not comfortable, then I'm not going to continue. So we
yes.
are constantly told that we shouldn't do this. Okay. So,
the thing is that, ma'am, we are trying to give you the security updates, okay? And right now, whatever.
Well, I trust my IT man. He's been mine for 15 years. I'm going to ring him and I'm going to ask him what I should do. So tell me what's happened. You think my identity has been fraudulently taken? Is that
yes,
what you're
saying? That's using in our platform, okay? And if you tell your bank, if you tell your other people to do the security procedure, what your bank gonna do? First of all, whenever you tell your bank about this, they'll simply block your account. They're not going to resolve the problem. They're gonna block your account, and after a few days.
Which account are they going to block? Which account? My eBay account?
No, not your. I'm talking about your bank account. All right.
My bank account?
So,
what? My bank account has got nothing to do with this.
Yes, it is, ma'am. Because.
Yeah.
It's not about your PayPal account which has been used, okay? Your PayPal account is not used in this
account. Hang on, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm starting to feel very nervous about you.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that...
You told me you were from eBay.
Yes.
You told me you were from eBay and now you're talking
yes.
PayPal.
No, listen to my words carefully. I'm telling you, ma'am, the people who are trying to place this kind of fraudulent charges...
You have been kicked from this conference.